The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Jamestown, North Dakota. What's in your town? We're here to find out today on What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hinnon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell from 550 Cape Fire, manning the controls in the mothership for the What's on Your Mind radio network, which comes to you through KCJB, 910 AM in Minot, AM 1100, the flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090, the flag, boom into the Bakken, and Tioga and Stanley, Watford City, Newtown, Williston, and Minot, and of course, KLTC and Dickinson, 1460 on the dial, and the mothership 550, the voice of the Northern Plains, KFYR. Here's the telephone number to join the discussion today, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Are you undecided on anything? Are you on the fence on any particular issue? Let's talk about it today. I have my ballot in my hand, and if you'd like to influence me, I've only circled two items. The first was Measure 1, which was a no-brainer to me, an absolute no-brainer. And it is amazing how one sentence can invoke so many scare tactics and parade of horrors and the sky is falling predictions from people who evidently don't see the wisdom in all of us having a right to life. This sentence that's being included, which in my view is a clarification in the Constitution, makes perfect sense. So that was a no-brainer. But the rest of the circles on the measure side have yet to be filled in. So, feel free to weigh in and influence me. And the only race that I've decided, which is that I would argue probably the most important race on the ballot of all the candidates, and that's the Ag Commission race in North Dakota, for the following reason. Number one, there's three spots on the Industrial Commission. And the difference in the views between Doug Goring and Ryan Taylor are so vast that's an extremely important, I believe, the most important race. Doug Goring got our vote mostly because he was willing to respect this audience and come here and take questions. And for that, he got my vote, not to mention his views have been, I thought, dead on, perfect, exactly right. And, solutions, the pipeline situation or the rail shipments, whatever it was, that there were just solutions. There were always, and also a recognition that this is an ag race. This is an ag commissioner. And Measure 5 is another prime example. Every single ag group in North Dakota with, more than 10 members, for crying out loud, of any kind of significance, every commodity group, the Farmers Union, the Farm Bureau, Stockman, I mean, all of them, have come out in loud unison against Measure 5, and Ryan Taylor could not find himself to do that. So those are the two that are filled in. Any others you want to persuade me on? Any others you're undecided on? Let's have at it today. Let's talk a little bit about that, shall we? Also on the program today, as I mentioned, we are in Jamestown, and we're here for our What's in Your Town tour. I love this tour, because it gets us to communities all across North Dakota to find out what's happening in these towns. And by the way, we want to thank our sponsors who helped make that happen. And they include Cloverdale, a great North Dakota company. Everything's better with bacon and brats. And their great summer sausage and that big flavor. We'll be at the Bison game this weekend, doling out some goodies with our friends from Cloverdale. Look forward to that. Arvid Communications, as well as Marvin Windows of Grafton, a great place to work, a great place to call home. Grafton's a great community, another of our What's in Your Town tour stops. And the Little Missouri Inn and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites, they're now in Watford City, Newtown, soon in Belfield and Williston, too. If you haven't yet taken a tour of the Bakken region, they're a great place to stay and really get a sense of what's happening on the ground there. A lot of availability on the weekends. Encourage you to check that all out. And also in Jamestown today, we're going to meet the folks from AgriCover, one of our fine sponsors, a little later on in the program, and tell you about that Roltec electric system, which has that Command 10 remote, smart, easy to use, and I always love technology that pays for itself. And loading and unloading grain is a lot easier with the Roltec product from AgriCover. So we're going to find out about that today on the program. We're going to enjoy a great lunch with Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. We thank them so much for hosting us here today. The folks at Valley Plains Equipment, your John Deere dealer, Hoffman Trucking, Newman Sign Company. There's a nationally known brand right out of Jamestown and Newman Signs. TMT Farms. Terry Wanzik's going to be here. Terry farms along with his family here. He has a value-added bean operation out there, and they're doing custom seed cleaning, and they do... well, they have a plant for dry edible beans, receiving and processing right there. So, and, of course, Terry, also a member of the state Senate, so we're going to meet up with him a little later on in the program and talk about what's happening in the booming town of Jamestown. Also, a little later on today, here at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill, we have a Bakken Backers Town Hall. We're going to talk to Bakken at 1 o'clock today, so I encourage you to come on by if you're in Jamestown. Take this in. Rob Lindberg, director of Bakken Backers, which is a coalition of businesses and leaders and workers and citizens that support the Bakken and its benefits to North Dakota, to every corner of North Dakota. Here we are in Jamestown talking to Bakken. Rob will be on one of the speakers. And Daryl Dukart, who's a Dunn County Commissioner, Chairman of Vision West, and the facilitator for the Dunn County Energy Development Organization, part of a landowners association. So if you want to talk to Bakken, you want to find out what's happening, join us 1 o'clock today. It's free, it's open to the public, and it'll just be a fun little conversation here at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill at 103 First Avenue South in Jamestown. Also, a big-time announcement we're going to find out more about today on the program. Catholic Health Initiatives is a major health organization in the United States. They donated $10 million to the University of Mary. That was announced this week. What will that mean for the future of healthcare in North Dakota, the future of healthcare education in North Dakota for scholarships? We're going to find out from the Vice President of Academic Affairs at the University of Mary, Dr. Diane Fladlin, and Mike McMahon, the Assistant VP for Enrollment Services at the University of Mary, next hour on the program. So we look forward to that. Let's get to the phones and find out what's on your mind. You want to try and influence me before I fill in the oval circles here on my absentee ballot? Last chance to do so. Anything you want to weigh in on the measures, on the candidates? You know, it's time, folks. It's time to call the question. Election day, days away. So let's talk about what's on your mind today with election 06 on the election 06. What am I saying? Election the wrong year.
Wow.
Where did election 06 come from? Yeah. I think that's, I was talking about Measure 6, because that's what Larry wants to talk about.
I'm going to vote for 14. Reagan again. Who are you going to vote for?
Tuesday. Anyway, Larry, are you in Tilden? Is that where you're at?
I'm out driving by Kildare today, Scott.
By Kildare? Somebody put in here. I didn't know where the heck that was. Kildare, I know where Kildare is. What's on your mind, Larry?
Hey, Scott, I was just wondering on Measure 6. I heard you earlier say one other day that you were going to vote no on that. I have a couple questions. One is, have you ever been through a divorce with children involved, Scott?
I have. Yes, unfortunately, I have, and they're never fun situations. When I met my wife Maria, she had a little boy by the name of Alex, who was 4, and a little girl by the name of Hannah, who was 1. And so I have been through that. I've been in court more times than I care to count, paid attorneys more money than I like. And it's one of the reasons that I have the opinion I do on Measure 6, because I think lawyers are going to end up winning more than anybody. I have a great deal of empathy for parents on both sides of this equation. I do think the court system, for whatever reason, is more biased towards the mothers than fathers, sometimes when the facts don't bear that out. On the other hand, it looks to me like the wording here means the lawyers are going to win more than not, unfortunately. So that's why I did sway that way on that one, Larry.
Well, the reason I was asked is because I've been through it, too, and you're absolutely correct. The attorneys win either, you know, all the time, it seems like. And I just had one of the possible solutions to some of this. They talk about the arguing and fighting and the accusations and this and that. And one thing they could do is the court could just tell the two individuals involved, before you get a divorce, before I'll even consider it, you come to me with a parenting plan, and I have to approve it. Because I know through my divorce and since then, my children wish they could have spent a lot more time with me. And it's just one of those deals where, you know, they're arguing to put the children first. And my children were never allowed to give their input to the court system. And you're right. It does seem biased. It seems very biased. And I just wish that our legislature would address this. Every time this comes to an initiated measure, they always promise, oh, we'll take it up on our next session. It's just dropped. There's nothing done. And it's hollow promises they make us, and we have social woes in North Dakota, and all we hear about right now with our campaigns our money, our oil, our roads, our infrastructure. But really, truthfully, all that is for nothing if we don't have good family values and strong family ethics. And they're going down real fast. And I think our parenting problem in the court systems on separated families, and that is part of it. I think it has a big influence on what the young people do in their lives as the children and as young adults, and then later on as grown adults. And God, I appreciate it. I didn't know if you had been married or not and divorced, and thank you for that.
You bet, Larry. And I also think your idea, if that was on the ballot, to say, okay, here's the deal. When there is a divorce, sadly, let's have a parenting plan that come from the parents without anybody being involved. And start there, right? Just start there with a, hey, Kay, we've sat down. We've decided what's best for us. Here's what it is. And at least take it. That's not always going to work. But if that were on the ballot, that'd be a lot easier thing to support than trying to determine what, an unfit parent is. I mean, it creates a presumption that each parent is a fit parent. Who defines that? And then the equal parental rights and responsibilities, as well as a definition of equal parenting time, are a lot of peril there in how those would be defined. Larry, appreciate the call. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cynics in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Back in Jamestown today, Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill, our home base for the What's in Your Town tour today. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Nancy Pelosi is putting in a $90,000 11th hour buy on behalf of George Sinner and additional campaign ads. What do you make of that? What is what's going on there? I tend to think that they probably are seeing a shrinking battlefield across the United States and don't really know what to do. Here's what one listener made of it, at least.
Say, you know that, or do you realize that if the Koch brothers or somebody donated that kind of money to Cramer or Seaman, that Nancy Pelosi would be screaming bloody murder about them buying votes? Right? Just wanted to make that opinion known. Thank you.
Well, that's a fair point. What do you make of it? What is your reaction to it? And in that caller's case, he's seeing a bit of a double standard there. Very interesting. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Gary and Mandan is next, listening on 550K Fire. What's on your mind, Gary?
See, my concern about this Measure 6 is what is fit and unfit. I just don't see the definition in what they're proposing here. I really do believe that Measure 6 is going to make a mess out of our courts with increased, not decreased, litigation. I see parents kind of having to square off, go against each other about who's the fitter and who's not, who's unfit. I just feel for these kids that they're going to be living out of suitcases if this 50-50 clause is implied.
Yeah, that's the one that worries me the worst, is the measure would provide a definition of equal parenting time. What works for one family is not going to work for another family. That's why I said that earlier, caller. If you had a mandate that the parents sit down and figure out a parenting plan together first, then you go into the court system, then you start the clock running on the attorney, then you could convince me. I just see all kinds of peril in a legal mess there.
This one is not the fix. I just hope people don't buy into some of the wording on this one and just vote it down and then figure out some other plan, because this is going to make matters worse. It's going to rewrite North Dakota Century Code, but not define some of the key parts that are going to be coming with this measure. And that's going to throw it back into courts, and attorneys are going to be, you hear these people that are for this, they're saying, we want to take the attorneys out of it. You got to give them more work when they battle to define what fit and unfit and the 50-50 portion of this.
Gary, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And whether you've made your mind up, whether you're still trying to persuade folks or wherever you're at on these issues, let us know. Measure 2, by the way, is one we've not spent a lot of time talking about. I did earlier, but you know what? The idea that we can limit taxes that are charged is a good. I don't know about you, but just look what we pay in taxes. We pay enough. So I'm all for measure number 2. Which is the measure that would create a new section of Article 10 of the North Dakota Constitution saying the state and any county, township, city, or any other political subdivision of the state may not impose any mortgage taxes or any sales or transfer taxes on the mortgage or transfer of real property. And so I'm a yes vote on that. I know some folks say, hey, that ought to be up to the local folks. They should be able to decide and debate that. But to me, if we have an opportunity to limit the amount of taxes, go for it when we can. That one is a bit of a no-brainer. So I'm a yes on one. I'm a yes on 2. Measure number 3. I have heard a lot of good testimony on both sides of that particular issue, and I think there are plenty of examples where the Board of Higher Education has not exactly operated in the best interests of North Dakota. I think there's a lot of undue influence, honestly, growing out of Fargo on behalf of NDSU that influences the board. However, if you have a 3-member board, even if they're full-time, versus an 8-member board, to me, you just had to influence 2 votes then, rather than, to get to a majority of the 8. I have been convinced by 1 member of the Board of Higher Education on that particular issue to vote against measure number 3. Kathy Nesset, who's a Board of Higher Education member, who I believe does recognize the flaws that the board has and is, very much engaged in reform. And that's the big thing. I think once the board understands they've got to do it better, then it's a fix. So I'm going to be a no on measure number 3. And I'm circling these in as we speak right now. Let's go to John in Washburn, listening on KCJB. John, what's on your mind?
Oh, on Measure 6, everybody seems to be looking at that in the present-day situation, the norm being children having one mommy and one daddy. Before long, the Supreme Court is going to slide this gay marriage garbage in on us. We're going to be forced to allow gay marriage. then all of a sudden you're going to have kids out there with two mommies or two daddies, because if you let them get married, you're going to have to let them adopt kids. When they can't get along anymore, there's going to be a whole new can of snakes opened up.
Is that influencing your vote? It sounds like against measure number six, John?
Definitely against it.
Got it. Appreciate the call. And, there are ramifications. I don't think you can dismiss those. Appreciate the call. Jim in Fairfield, listening on 1460 KLTC. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Hi there.
I'd like to speak on measure five, if I could.
Sure.
I appreciate all the attention you've given to and exposure you've given to it, because this is new territory, and it's dangerous ground to make an amendment to the Constitution that takes money right off the top. Tax money that should be going into the general fund would become an entitlement given to these special interest groups. That's dangerous territory, so you know, think about that. And also, behind that, they use the Peasants Forever and the Ducks Unlimited groups as a North Dakota face because they have chapters here and do some good. But there's some other groups behind that like the Nature Conservancy, for example, that doesn't want to be exposed. And they are a big land grab group that likes to buy up land to preserve it. Not a conservation group, they're a preservation group, and there is a big difference. Because once they get it, why the people that are allowed on there to use it, it's very limited. And they'll turn that around and sell it to the government in a lot of cases, using tax dollars again.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? I've heard that argument a lot. You take our tax dollars to buy land, and then you flip it to the feds, and you can with more tax dollars. Double dip. Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Right. I'm not for double dipping. I don't know about you.
Yeah, that's how I feel. And also, like, we're landowners, we have a lot of wildlife, and our wildlife population is healthy. It fluctuates with the seasons. You know, the tough winters and dry summers are hard on it, but it goes up and down. But it's healthy. But I would also, and I'm not trying to make any threats or anything, because we love hunters out here and get along good, but I would suspect if this somehow should get passed through, you might see a repercussion about landowners not wanting hunters out there. Because, well, like Doug Goering said, that's an insult to the stewards of the land to try to
say
that we're, so.
It is. All good points on your part. Appreciate the call very much. I'm a yes on four because it fixes future fives, and a no on five. So I filled in those two ovals, too. Yes on four. And no on five. All right, let's go to another call that came in during the break here.
I got calling because I just heard the ad for measure number five, and it's the characters from Sherlock Holmes. And I was just curious what your take was on that, because as far as I'm concerned, that's all I got really need to know about the people who are supporting this thing. They can't even get Americans in their ad or something for the American way of life. Just curious what your take is.
Well, I would share yours, and Minnesotans telling us things, and teachers who are, you know, not teachers in Mandan. There's been a lot of deceit on that whole deal. Agree with you. Thanks
we
for the call.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Have you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz? You can, at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's a C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Ron in Bismarck. Remember when George Senator didn't know who Nancy Pelosi was when he was questioned?
I don't remember that, but I bet he does now because he's got a $90,000 check from Nancy Pelosi. What do you think of that deal? This is an interesting development in the 11th hour of the campaign. What's odd is that, you know, obviously in political campaigns, you raise money and largely to run ad campaigns, especially the congressional level. And George Sinner's fundraising has been lackluster to the point that he's been off television at a crucial time leading up to this. And now this is sort of the 11th hour deal. Very unusual to have something bought that late, especially after you've, you know, I guess for lack of a better term, wasted the previous amount of weeks when you would be up. It's not like you're enhancing it and saying, okay, let's go one more. It's like, you know, it smacks of a poorly run campaign to do something this late. But I also think it's opening George Sinner up to, you know, a whole host of accusations to say, Nancy Pelosi. Does Nancy Pelosi, you know, represent in your mind the view of, you know, 10% of Democrats in North Dakota? I don't think the Nancy Pelosi wing of the, you know, I mean, there's, in my mind, you know, a conservative Democratic wing in North Dakota, but I don't think Nancy Pelosi is anywhere near it. So to me, you probably bring more political peril with this connection than you do anything else. Anyway, that's my take. Welcome yours. We are in Jamestown today for the What's in Your Town tour, coming to you from the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill at 103 First Avenue South in Jamestown. Later today, by the way, we're going to do, we call it a listener town hall event, but for folks in and around Jamestown, 12:30 to 1 today, I'll be meeting folks and just answering any questions you have about the show. Love meeting our listeners. At 1 o'clock, we're going to do something called Talkin' the Bakken. Just have a friendly discussion with folks in and around Jamestown about how the Bakken is making North Dakota statewide the fastest growing economy. And, you know, answer any questions on the basics of how the industry works and talk about how local communities are handling the growth. Daryl Dukart, who's a Dunn County Commissioner, is along to answer any questions. He's living it every day, as well as Rob Lindberg, who directs a group called Bakken Backers, which is a coalition of businesses statewide that support the Bakken and its benefit to North Dakota. So that'll be from 1 to 2. It's free, open to the public. I encourage you to come on by the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill and join us today. I want to thank our sponsors, which include AgriCover, home of that Roltec electric system featuring the Command 10 remote. Loading and unloading grain has never been safer and more efficient than with this technology. Pretty amazing. Smart, easy to use, and dealers everywhere. Minot and Williston and Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Fargo and Jamestown, Yankton Canvas, Grand Forks and Devil's Lake, Burt's Truck Equipment, Dickinson and Bismarck, Dickinson Truck Equipment, or you can find a dealer near you at RolltechElectric.com. And it is really hassle-free, a great product. We're actually going to meet some folks from AgriCover later on in the program today as well. Also brought to you today by our friends at Hoffman Trucking. Professionalism comes standard. Load it, fill it, strap it, haul it. They do it all, and they do it well. Their passion is for the road, the ride, and the delivery. At Hoffman Trucking, hauling isn't a job, it's a way of life. Transportation solutions for all of your hauling needs. Newman Sign Company, proud to be one of the nation's 10 largest manufacturing and printing companies, owned and operated right here in Jamestown by the Newman family for over 50 years, providing quality products, excellent customer service, and exceptional value. TMT Farms, family-owned by the Wanzek families. The folks at TMT are receiving and processing plant for a plant for dry edible beans. We're going to talk about that a little bit here. And also do custom seed cleaning, friendly service, competitive prices, reasonable storage rates. Terry Wands are going to join us in a moment as well. And the folks at Valley Plains Equipment. Now is the time to plan for your equipment's health. And the folks at Valley Plains Equipment condition your equipment for the hard work it needs to do with a proactive maintenance program. Keeps you in the field. That's the number one priority. And now is the time to inspect for the unexpected. Sign up your equipment with any of the Valley Plains Equipment staff and visit them online at valleyplainsequipment.com for all fall and winter discounts. Call them today in Crookston, Hunter, Hillsboro, Galesburg, Valley City, and Jamestown. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your email is welcome as well today, as always, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let me get Lee in Michigan here, and then we're going to chat with Terry Wanzek today on the program. Hey, Lee, what's on your mind?
I want to talk about Measure 7 for a bit. But I would like to say, yes, in Measure 1, no in Measure 5, and no in Measure 7. And what it's in common about all three of them is that a lot of out-of-state money being poured in for their vote. But on Measure 7, one of the things that there's two items that have never really been mentioned. One of them is that how important our small pharmacies and our small towns are for critical access hospitals. I've been on the board here in Wishick for over 20 years now. Our relationship with our pharmacists in our town is extremely important. They provide 24-hour service. They provide in-house pharmacy service. They are there whenever the nurses have a question. If Measure 7 would go through, that would jeopardize the ability for our small pharmacies to survive, which will also jeopardize our hospital. I think that's a very serious item that has really been neglected. There aren't any small, Pat alluded to the fact that maybe, the hospitals want to hire a pharmacist. It'll never happen in a small community. They can't afford to, not for 8, 10, 12 prescriptions a day. So they have a relationship with these pharmacists to take care of that for them. The second item that I want to mention is we wonder why Walmart's pouring in so much money for this. They know that's coming down the line. There's going to be a change in how Medicare looks at the quality service of pharmacies. It's called a star rating. And what they're really looking for is how well our patients comply with their prescriptions, whether they're taking them daily like they're supposed to, 2 to 3 times a day, whether they're taking them at all. And the better compliance your patients have, the better your reimbursement is going to be from Medicare. Now, I'll tell you right now that a small-town pharmacist who knows all their customers is going to win this one hands down every time compared to a Walmart where volume is what's really required. And so they know this is coming down the line, so they want to disrupt our small independent pharmacists as much as possible before this comes down. So when there isn't any competition, they will get that service regardless of what their star ratings are.
Interesting
one
take.
Of the things that you'll find. Pardon?
I said interesting take, Lee. Appreciate that very much. Very much.
There's and a little other take on that is if you go to the big box pharmacies that are in the other towns, they're almost all staffed by very young pharmacists just out of college. They're in there for the big bucks for a few years, and then they want to get out of the rat race. It's an assembly line. My daughter's a pharmacist. She wouldn't even work at one of them. She did her internships in Texas, Colorado, Minnesota, Washington. All those areas had it. She will not do that. One final thing is, you know, every year, and I can't remember what the legislator's name was who was on the day the debate was. He's mentioning how every time the legislature meets, it comes up. That lets you know that if our legislators feel the independent pharmacist is taking the people with their prices, it can change. But one thing is if Measure 7 passes now, we can never go back. We will lose these small independent pharmacies.
Interesting point. Your take being that the legislature can deal with this as they have over and over. The legislator you're referring to is Jim Casper, who called in during the last debate we did on Measure 7 and said, that the Industry, Business, and Labor Committee had dealt with this and voted it down every time. Talked a lot about the pricing, surveys that had been brought up and how they'd done that. Appreciate the call from Wishing today, Lee. Thanks a bunch. Terry Wanzek is here. Senator Terry Wanzek from TMT Farms. How are you, Terry?
Very well, Scott. Good morning.
Nice to see you. Yep. Yes, exactly. Senator Terry Wanzek, and you're on the ballot on Tuesday, too.
Yes, I am.
How's the campaign going?
Well, I think it's going well. We're working very hard to give the voters a positive campaign to vote for. I've always been a firm believer in a positive message, and I believe voters want to vote for somebody who's going to give them a message that offers that opportunity.
How's things in Jamestown? We're doing the What's in Your Town tour so we can tell the rest of the state about what's happening here. Tell us what's happening in Jamestown.
Well, the exciting thing about it is Jamestown's having its own little boom. I mean, we often hear about oil in North Dakota and how oil has changed our economy and impacted it, but there's a lot of other exciting economic stories going on. And Jamestown, we have a tremendous amount of development, business development that is impacting our area. Job opportunities, we're facing some of the very same challenges that, you know, maybe on a more microscopic scale, but the same challenges that are happening in the oil area. But, you know, while they may be challenges, you know, we can overcome them. We're North Dakotans, and North Dakotans are pretty good about tackling problems and getting the job done.
You see, with this growth and with this development, more families moving in Jamestown?
Well, certainly. I've already talked to a friend of mine. He's, you know, been here on harvest runs to help, and he's actually from the Netherlands. He married a gal here. They live in Illinois, south of Chicago, and I convinced him they're in the process of moving his family here to Jamestown. I told him he's helping with the harvest right now, but he told me, I told him that, you know, once we're done with harvest, I can't promise anything in our farm, but I can guarantee you there's a job here in North Dakota for you. If you're willing to work and you're willing to make an effort, there is a lot of opportunity here, and you'll find this to be a very nice place to raise your family as well. And I think I am convinced his wife's contacted me. She's looking at the schools. They're looking at some housing. That's just one example, but I think there's a lot of that happening, and we can get this done.
How's the harvest going, by the way?
It's going well, thanks to my family, my son and nephew, and the hired guys on the farm, and my brother. I've been putting a lot of effort into campaigning. They've been really good about covering for me. And the only thing I'm a little worried about, they're going to figure out they can run the place without me, and I'm going to be out of the picture maybe. So I'm anxious to get back. We're one day away on the soybeans from finishing soybeans, and then we have to do our corn, and that'll take a week or two, so things are going well otherwise.
It's been an unbelievable October. You remember one like this?
Well, it's been very nice weather-wise, but for my family and myself, it's been a very somewhat difficult, mixed feeling. My wife lost her dad early in the month, and we had a funeral for him. My brother, who farms with me, his wife was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. We lost her. We had a funeral there, too. So it's been very sad. And all the while this is going on, we're trying to farm, and I'm also trying to run a campaign. So it's been an October that I will never forget for the rest of my life.
The weather was good, but everything else was a little challenging.
The weather was good, and there's a lot of positives. And, you know, our family gets through it by faith and just a strong family to lean on and a lot by faith. That's how we get through these times.
Terry Wanzek, our guest. We're the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill in Jamestown. More of our conversation on the other side of the break. What's in your town tour? We love getting around the state of North Dakota to find out what's happening, more about what's going on in Boom in Jamestown when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There's a PetroServe USA location near you. And the next time you have a chance, fill up at the very place that gives you choice at the pump, E15. They're innovators. There's everything from E10 all the way up to E85. I'm a big fan of E85 for this reason. Look at the price. It pencils out. I save money on every fill on my big Ford F-150 from S&S Motors in Watford City. Tell you what, it's a great way to go. You know what else? They're the folks that are fueling Main Street by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. PetroServe USA helps America feel better, and I love it. So whether you're filling up in the shadow of the Capitol, in Bismarck or West Fargo or Moorhead or any of their locations, PetroServe USA is near you. And some great specials in October, like the Chex Mix for 99 cents, Blue Diamond Almonds, 79 cents, the Tootsie Roll Giant Twin Packs for only 89 cents, and those Deli Express $2.99 to $3.59 quarter-pound cheeseburgers, big 100% beef burgers, big Chuck Cattleman, and more. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
In Jamestown for the What's in Your Town tour, brought to you by Cloverdale, Arvid Communications, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, and Teddy's Residential Suites. If you're headed for the Bakken and you want to stay there in Newtown, Watford City, soon Belfield and Williston as well. Great facility, great place to just kind of, have a comfortable, relaxing, wonderful stay, and then check out the booming Bakken, as well as Marvin Windows in Grafton, bringing you our What's in Your Town tour. We are in Jamestown. More of our conversation with Terry Wanzig in a moment. I want to tell you about my friends at High Plains Apache. They have one focus in High Plains Apache. You know what it is? Sprayers. And they've got it. That's right. They're your Apache sprayer dealer, number one. And Apache sprayers, the best of the best. And they have great product expertise, not only on the Apache sprayers, by the way, but all of them, including the new ET Ag Center, which means they're your source for over 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. And again, not just parts for Apache sprayers, but for any sprayers as well. They've got them. And if they don't have them as part of that 50,000, they'll get them for you, drop ship to your door in a day or two. Great to work with. A couple of used sprayers on the market right now that they have, 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity, big 90-foot boom, save some money there. If you used Apache sprayers, too, check those out at highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com. They're in Mandan, right across from Bonanza. They're also in Frontier, just south of Fargo, off of I-29 at 52nd Avenue South. More of our conversation with Terry Wanzek, Senator Terry Wanzek of TMT Farms here in Jamestown. Tell me about this Spiritwood Energy Park that we heard so much about. I know that this continues to evolve, the latest game changer being the CHS fertilizer plant, but paint a picture of this energy park and what that means for Jamestown.
Yep, it's a significant amount of investment. There's essentially, as I understand it, four business entities there. Cargill is currently operating out there. They have been there for some time. They're producing can't think of it right now. Malt, excuse me. Sometimes their mind shuts down here. But,
the malt
plant. And then, of course, Great River Energy has built a coal generation electricity plant. And they're also in the process of building the ethanol plant. Those two are going to complement each other in the use of steam from the coal generation plant in the ethanol plant. And that is in the process of being built right now. And I understand they're going to take delivery from farmers on corn starting this spring. Lastly, there's the Senex Harvest States fertilizer plant that is going to be built there. And I understand that's a $3 billion-plus project. Matter of fact, in visiting with the local auditor, he showed me that essentially that the valuation of that one project is almost like adding another half of Stutzman County to the property tax valuation. It's a significant project, going to have a major impact on Jamestown as far as need for labor, need for housing. Again, and even a man, there's discussion about man camps to get this done. I mean, it's like we're having our own boom here in Jamestown, similar to what's going on out in the oil patch.
Well, it's pretty amazing how it connects, too, but because obviously, in my mind, this is how the ag community benefits from the access to all the the natural gas and the thanes that ultimately created the fertilizer.
Right. There's a direct connection to what's happening out west to our town here.
And coal that'll ultimately fuel your power plant.
Right?
Yeah.
And one other project sometimes I forget to mention is a wind project that's going on up by Courtney, Geronimo Wind. It's an effort by Geronimo Wind and local farmer investors in developing a wind project up there that will have also an impact in that area, but also it's close enough to Jamestown to have some impact here locally, too. So
we should get a plug-in for TMT Farms, too, because you've got a nice value-added operation out there on the soybean side, don't you?
Yes, we do. It's more on the dry edible bean side, but we also own Diamond W Feeds in Medina. It's a feed store that processes feed and markets feed local cattle producers, but we get as far as Williston and Miles City in as far as selling feed products. We utilize a lot of our local corn and process it for cattle feed. And the cattle prices are good right now, and that business is booming.
So you're doing seed cleaning, and you mentioned the dry edible bean side. You're receiving and processing a plant right there, right?
Right.
Where do you ship them?
The pinto beans? Well, we've just recently shipped some to Angola. We load boxcars. We work with another local business here, vendor, that helps us bag them and process them and put them on the car. They get shipped all over the United States and globally, too, Mexico, Central America, and even Angola and some African countries, too.
Pretty amazing.
Yep.
Well, great to see you, Terry. Thanks for stopping by. Give us a little snapshot of all the great things that are happening in Jamestown, and there is a lot going on, and last chance to...
Yeah.
To welcome some folks from all across the state to come take advantage of the boom in Jamestown, right?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be on the program and certainly welcome people to Jamestown. I'm very proud of my community, proud of the people here, and we have a lot to offer, good schools, good, friendly people, and a lot of job opportunities. So Sure, appreciate anybody stopping into Jamestown.
We can make the argument that every town's a boom town in North Dakota these days, can't we?
That's right. I know it's a tremendous time to be in North Dakota, and we got to be very proud of that.
Sure do. Thanks, Terry. Good to see you.
Yep, thank you, Scott.
Take a break. We're also going to meet Jamestown's mayor a little later on and talk with the folks from AgriCover about some good work they're doing in the city of Jamestown, too. Of course, more of your calls as well. We are broadcasting from the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill, Jamestown's home for fall off the bone ribs and flavorful chicken. And by the way, the bison filet here is unbelievable. They open up for lunch every day at 11. They have a great Sunday brunch from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. too. And we'll be doing the Bakkenbackers chat coming up, a talk in the Bakken session at 1 o'clock today. I invite you to come on by for that as well. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
So you have a nasty odor problem that you want to get rid of, right? Let me tell you about a North Dakota product that does the job. Odor medicine. It'll get rid of odors for good. Even the worst of the worst. Stale cigarette smoke, skunk, mold, urine, even the stench of rotting meat will vanish with odor medicine. There is not an odor it cannot remove. And odor medicine is biodegradable and toxin-free. If you order now, you can take advantage of a very special offer. Go to StopSmellNow.com, StopSmellNow.com, enter the promo code Scott, get $5 off your order, plus free shipping. Or call them at 855-800-6367. That's 855-800-ODOR. Mention promo code Scott and you'll save money. Stop masking those odors with air freshener or potpourri and make them vanish forever with odor medicine. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-6367, promo code Scott.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.